First quarter, Crusaders up 3, 16-13. There's another steal, and it's Aurora Cook taking it coast to coast, and she misses a layup, but it's fouled up and put in by Sydney Chamberlain. And that cuts it just to 1 point, 16-15. North Stars hanging around here, 36 seconds to go, 29 on the shot clock, so there's about a five-second differential. Abby Lee, pull-up jumper from the mid part of the lane.
Good hustle, Maddie.
Good hustle by Maddie, giving the Crusaders another chance here as Lee drives in, kicks out. There's Kleiss with a three-pointer. It's off the mark. And I think we're going to see a rebound on, or a foul on Snoozy, and that's going to be a shooting foul there. That's Molina's first foul, but it's going to put the North Stars at the line.
Chance to go to the free throw line to take a lead here. And I think really the story of the game for the Crusaders has been the turnovers on the offensive end.
We've got
seven or eight right now in possessions. You don't get anything out of it or even get a shot on goal. But credit to the Stars. They've had a really good offensive game plan. And I can't remember what the score was the first time they played, but they've had almost as much this first quarter as they had that entire last game.
They kind of hung around in that last game. The Crusaders pulled around late. It's a free throw by Cook. If she knocks that down, she's in double figures. She's got 10 already. Aurora Cook. What a night for her so far.
6 points a game on the season and already 10 in the first quarter. And the 48% free throw shooter, three for three from the line, BG.
Make that 11. North Star 17, Crusaders 16.
Crusaders the other day have been working on these end-of-game situations, their end-of-clock situations. We'll see how they perform here with 8 seconds to go, and there's another turnover.
Boy, it's stolen away. It's North Stars with a breakaway, and they got the layup there. That was Rasmussen as the first quarter is going to end, and we got a surprise one going on here at North High School. It's the North Stars 19, the Crusaders 16. After one quarter of play, again, a big thanks to our corporate sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Schallhammer, Pitts & Associates, Saber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center have been your first quarter sponsors. We'll be right back after this 30-second spot for quarter number two. Once again, the Crusaders down 3, 19-16.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top-quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We're at North High School tonight for MRAC basketball. And after one quarter play in the girls' game, the 10-0 Crusaders trail the 2-9 Sioux City North Stars 19-16. A huge first quarter for freshman Aurora Cook. 11 points for Aurora. She's a 5'10" freshman, and I tell you what, she's just taking it right at the heart of the Crusaders' defense.
Yeah, finished inside, post up well. They found her well on that end.
Second.
And the Crusaders have forced some turnovers, BG, but they've been the dead ball variety, haven't been able to get out and run.
Lee with a feed inside as the Crusaders start the second quarter. She missed it, kicked it out to Snoozy. Snoozy missed it. Another rebound by Lee, and she puts that in.
Go.
So Abby Lee gets things started for the good guys with a bucket here to start the second quarter. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Lightforms.
There we go. There's a live ball turnover.
Stanley is going to be fouled on the take. Again, our first second quarter sponsored by Lightforms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. It's on the foul there for the North Stars, that's number 22. That's Aurora Cook. So Cook has a foul. That's her first. It's going to put Miss Stanley at the line. Stanley's already 2-for-2 tonight from the free throw line. 7:30 to go here in her second quarter. All tied at 19. As Stanley knocks that down, she'll get one more. Once again, with 22 points tonight, Stanley will join a very small or short list of Crusader players.
I was going to look that up before I got here. And
Crusader women who have scored 1,000 points. Of course, Jay's the unofficial king of stats for Bishop Heland. As Stanley misses the second one, we're all tied at 19. And there's a turnover by the North Stars as they're back into that 1-3-1 zone. Original starting lineup on the floor for the Crusaders: Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. North Stars are going to hang in their matchup zone defense. Maddie Demke brings it across the timeline between the circles, kicks it left wing, Snoozy. Right wing now to LaFleur. Got Abby Lee posted up on the block. They take it into Abby. Abby kicks it out to Demke. Demke's going to drive in. A lot of contact. She's going to get free throws there as she was hacked in the act and missed a shot, but she'll get two free throws.
So here we got BG. She would be the seventh girls basketball player in Heelan history. Michelle Lund is at the top of that list. Carly Tritz, Millie Nigling, Ella Skinner, Caitlin Stanley, and Michaela Augustine are the other six to have eclipsed the 1,000-point barrier.
Opportunity for the sister acts to join the 1,000 as Demke knocks that first free throw down. Crusaders are back up on top, 20-19. 4-0 run here has allowed the Crusaders to grab the lead. Demke will get another one here. Maddie, a 63% free throw shooter. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebounded by Lee. Lee's turnaround jumper's off the mark, and finally North with the rebound. Here come the North Stars. They bring it across quickly. It's Lovren with the ball. She has it stolen. Snoozy with the steal. Oh. Kicks it up to Stanley. Stanley kicks it back
nicely
to Lee. What
done.
An assist.
Nicely done. And a good timeout there for Coach Christensen here to try to stem that tide.
And with 9:46 to go here in quarter number two, it's the Crusaders 22, the North Stars 19. We're going to take it back to the studio for a quick word from one of our great sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, alongside Jay Wright and Bob Geary. It's great to be with you tonight. 6:46 to go here in Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders with a 22-19 lead. The Crusaders trailed at the end of the first quarter, 19-16, but have ripped off the first 6 points here of the second quarter to reclaim the lead. And North Stars with the ball, 94 feet away. Crusaders putting full court pressure. Stanley with the steal and the finish. And right now the Crusaders are on quite a run. Once again, that full court pressure is causing the North Stars a lot of grief there. Stanley tries to come from behind for the steal, and it's going to be called for the foul in the backcourt. That's Brooklyn's first foul. It's going to make first team foul for the Crusaders here in quarter number two.
You know, I like picking up a little full court pressure here. They were kind of playing some token pressure, kind of picking it up here. Make the North Stars turn it over. Don't let them get in that half court where they've had some success. They can pick it up here. They're not real strong with the ball and almost an over and back.
Yeah, nearly an over and back, but the North Stars are able to navigate across midcourt. Ball's in Cook, three-pointer. It's off the mark. Rebound is going to be corralled by Snoozy.
She went to turn and dribble. I think she just bounced on the blue out-of-bounds line there. And again, turnovers. Turnovers have been the key here. You take care of the ball and clip some of that, I think you start to pull away.
Although way too many turnovers. I would imagine that's going to be addressed rather strongly in the at halftime as the inbounds play is tipped out of bounds. Crusaders will stay on the defensive end here. North Stars will inbound near midcourt. 6:12 to go here in your second quarter. Crusaders are switching into that, to kind of switching back and forth between the 1-3-1 and the man-to-man. Now they're in the man defense. It's Cook picking up her dribble near the spike line. Finally gets it over and kick it right wing. It's Lovren driving into the lane. Spin. Nice turnaround jumper off the mark. Rebound by the North Stars is blocked and corralled.
Block and
by
the
Stanley.
Rebound by Stanley.
Demke kicks it up quickly to Snoozy, and there's another turnover.
Again, I think just a little impatient. You think we should win this one going away, so you want to score 15 points in one possession and you don't let it come, you know what I mean? Just trying to make too much happen too quick.
Cook with the ball across midcourt. She drives mid lane, puts it up, and
oh, wow.
She's going to get the and one. So she's going to add to her 11-point first quarter. with the first bucket of the night here, and we'll see who they whistle that foul on. That's going to be on number 22 for the Crusaders. That's Melina Snoozy, and I believe that's two.
Her second, I believe, isn't it? Nope, they called it on Maddie.
They called on Maddie, so. Another free throw.
Boy, four for four.
Tell you what, this young lady is having a career night. That cuts that lead now if the Crusaders ran off to.
Well, good, they're taken out of the game. That'll help. You got a little timeout here for Darren Coolstra, it looks like, or maybe, well.
It's a short
30-second timeout by the Crusaders.
Short timeout gives us a chance to thank our second quarter sponsors. They are Light Forms as well as Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese with CNOS. With 5:39 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard, it's a tight one as the Crusaders lead the North Stars 24-22 as both teams come out of their timeouts. It'll be Crusader ball. The star of the night has been 5'10" freshman Aurora Cook with 13 points. Make that 14 points tonight for the North Stars. So kind of a coming out party for that young lady. Here come the Crusaders now. Looks like the North Stars are going to hang in that zone. Kick it high post to Maddie. Maddie back to the other Maddie. Demke with the ball between the circles. She's going to set her team up. Kicks it high post to Lee. Lee kicks it inside to LeFleur. LeFleur pump fake. Doc with a block, but Lee corrals it and puts it in. Abby Lee now with six points in the quarter.
And getting a little foul trouble the first half, and 6 points this quarter, and now a big block shot. And the Crusaders really need her on the floor. Just she brings some scoring, like I said, block that shot, some defense. They really need her out there and need her to stay out of foul trouble. And you see the difference in this quarter already 3 minutes in that she's brought 6 points, a block shot, a rebound.
And there's an offensive foul called on the North Stars on a legal pick. As going, yeah. And that's Natalie Rasmussen's third foul, I believe, if my stats
are correct. Yes, it is correct.
Now, Maddie LeFleur gets a good round. She took a hard fall there off that pick, and Verzel's going to check in with her for her. So it's Verzel, Demke, Snoozy, Stanley, and Lee on the court for the Crusaders. 5:05 and running here. Crusaders with the ball and the four-point lead here as they bring it across midcourt. Demke kicks it right wing to Stanley. She's got Abby Lee posted up on the right block. Now they're going to swing it to the left side. Snoozy in the corner. They get it inside to Verzel. Back to Demke. Demke with a couple dribbles. A little pull-up jumper just off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Stanley. And Stanley is going to be fouled.
And again, they have an Abby Lee out there. The ball came off. She's able to go up, get it, tap it out to Brooklyn for the rebound.
Strobing with the foul. She's got two now. That's team foul number four in the quarter. Remember, they shoot on the fifth team foul here. 4:40 to go in the second quarter, so stay aggressive, Crusaders. You'll get to that free throw line. Stanley drives in, gets double teamed, kicks
find.
It into Verzel, and Verzel is going to get the ball tied up. Jump ball, it's going to belong to the North Stars. So another turnover for the Crusaders. An unselfish pass.
It's got to be about 14 turnovers here so far in the night, and it was an unselfish pass, and nothing really that, oh, she ran the baseline. That she can't do that.
No.
I don't think he was watching. She just ran the baseline. He wasn't watching.
Inbounded to the 6-2 post, and rather than get the turnover, Coach Christensen calls the timeout. I believe it's going to be another short timeout.
That's a buddy of mine I played with in high school. He get the ball in the full court. Coach is called timeout. We're not letting him dribble or pass. Let's get the timeout, baby.
There's a reason those people are open. Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Join our premier sponsors, Light Forms, and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsor. This is game one of two. The gentlemen will tear up just after this ball game's over. Big thanks to all of you tuning in tonight. Jay Wright is thoughtfully filling in for Tom Betts. Tom had his son and daughter-in-law and the grandchild, grandchild than anything.
It's great to have your son and daughter-in-law back, but it's the gift they bring with them that mattered to Tom Betts. So
I'm pretty sure that the grandchild will not lack for attention this weekend at the Betts household. So.
I don't imagine Coach Betts spoils her a whole lot. So
here we go. North Stars inbound in the backcourt. They pick their dribble up in a really bad space. Good double team there and a steal by Verzel for the Crusaders. And she's nearly gets the ball stolen back. But Abby,
I think she got hit in the face, maybe poked in the eye, lost the contact. She's looking.
She's kind of looking over at the bench, and there's a steal by the North Stars. Another turnover by the Crusaders. Stanley on the drive picked it up. There's a double team, and it's going to be another turnover from North High School. So it's a little bit like the weather outside. I think things are a little bit cold on the floor here with the number of turnovers going on.
I think she might have lost the contact. I think it looked like she was holding something, kind of pointing at her, putting her eye there. And
so they're going to bring back Maddie LaFleur. So it's LaFleur, Demke.
We got Brandon Morrell down there with the trainer here from North, who's got some contact solution to get Julie Verzel hooked up. So shout out to all those trainers who help out with those things even, man, the little things.
They put a lot of hours in. Ball goes inside to Lee on the offensive side, back out to Demke. Left wing Snoozy. She's got LaFleur posted up. LaFleur cross court out. They're really trying to kick inside out. And there's another steal yet, trying to hit the high post. And here come the North Stars now with the ball in their hands. They give it over to Cook. Cook up with 14 points tonight, working against the Crusader defense. There's a near steal Stanley. And the ball goes out of bounds. So it's going to stay in the hands of the North Stars. Lovren will trigger it inbounds. Aurora Cook has not only scored a lot, she's really handled the pressure pretty well for the North Stars as she gets it in the backcourt. She's guarded by Snoozy. Molina's got to be careful there not to get a careless reach foul. Now they switch over. Stanley's got her trapped up high. And
nice steal
Abby
by
Lee
Abby.
Steps in and gets a steal. Abby puts it down. Nice two-on-one there.
Oh, nice pass.
Rice back. Give Miss Stanley another assist there.
And there's another one, too. She could easily have been selfish and scored that basket, but had the nice little give and go with Abby Lee there, and great assist.
Lee's got eight. There's a steal by LaFleur up the court now. It's going to be Snoozy with the breakaway. Left-hand layup's good. Snoozy now with nine. Crusaders with their biggest lead of the night at 30-22. Just under 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. The Crusaders' pressure is really starting to force a lot of turnovers, and there's another near one, but they're going to whistle, I believe, Demke for the foul. And that's going to be two fouls on Maddie. Team foul number three on the Crusaders. With 2:45 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders up 30-22. Crusaders trailed after one, 19-16. As North Stars get the ball inbounded there, Rasmussen with the ball has it stolen, and kind of a frustration foul as Stanley took it away from her, and then she reached around and completed the. Made the foul there, and that is, that was Strobing with the whistle for that foul there. That's three on her,
so they got
Ashland. So Rasmussen and Strobing with three apiece, and that's going to put Stanley to the line. She is 3-for-4 tonight from the charity stripe. She'll shoot two with the new Iowa rule on the fifth foul. Every free throw, or every foul is two shots.
You like that new rule there, BG?
I do.
I'm a big fan.
I think it cleans things up with the start of each quarter, and
yep.
I think it's kept the pace of play maybe a little bit better. I don't know.
I feel like games have moved a little quicker, less free throw contests being shot. It's made different late in games, too, teams having to foul a little bit more to get in the bonus at times. But I do like the rule change.
Stanley with both free throws leads at 10 now. Biggest lead of the night. Crusaders is North Stars turn it over, trying to break the press. And really, once the Crusaders started scoring buckets and could put this full-court pressure on, it's really been a different story.
It ratcheted up that pressure. North was really doing some good things in the half court, but here the last 3-4 minutes of game time, just haven't been able to get into the half court. The Crusaders getting steals. Unfortunately, we're being awfully generous and giving it back to them too often here, BG.
And Coach didn't like that. We're going to see freshman Colby Carroll check into the ball game for Demke.
Colby Carroll, I love her athleticism. Get some steals there. Another steal by Stanley.
Stanley with a backcourt steal. She's on her way to a big night here.
About nine points away now from the 1,000 points in her career.
North Stars are able to bring it across the timeline. They've had a lot of success pushing it inside when they control it, but there's Carroll with the steal. She kicks it up for Stanley up high to LaFleur, back to Stanley above the circle. Stanley kicks it corner. Lee, three-pointer off the mark. Good hustle by Colby Carroll there to keep it alive. And then the Crusaders nearly turn it over, but Abby Lee runs it down. She kicks it corner. Snoozy, open three, right wing, off the mark. Rebound by Stanley. At the block, she fades away and misses it, but Snoozy with the rebound. She missed it, and finally it's corralled by the North Stars. That was Riling.
And a foul on Maddie LaFleur on the rebound, trying to tie her up, and it looks like we got a little reach in on Maddie LaFleur. Only the four foul, however.
And foul number two, I believe, on Maddie.
That is number two.
So with the next Crusader foul, both teams will be in the double bonus. And North Stars, in the meantime, are going to put it inbound at 94 feet away, and the Crusaders are going to be able to apply the full court pressure.
Looks like Brooklyn Stanley, maybe got a little blood here. Came out of the game, maybe a bloody nose or... Of course, there was no foul, so...
No. So Maddie Demke...
Must have done it to herself.
Maddie Demke comes back out. So it's Demke, Carroll, Lee, Snoozy, and LaFleur on the court for the Crusaders here. 1:47 to go in your second quarter. Crusaders up 12, 34-22 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Ball's inbounded, tipped away. Battle for it is going to be won by the North Stars in the backcourt. Colby nearly got the foul. Now Snoozy gets the steal. She kicks it inside to Demke. Demke cross court. Colby Carroll, three, right wing.
Got it.
We'll take that. The freshman, Colby Carroll, with the big three there. Biggest lead of the night as the Crusaders have stretched this out to a 15-point lead, 37-22. Labrin with the ball for the North Stars between the circles, setting the offense up, trying to get things organized. When the North Stars have been able to handle the perimeter pressure, they've had a lot of luck getting inside, but right now there's another trap in the corner and another steal. This one's by LaFleur. She kicks up the court to Snoozy. Snoozy goes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, great. Two-on-one. Nice. Snoozy lead it back to Snoozy.
Great assist, Abby Lee. That's how you draw it up. You'd love to see that as a coach.
Snoozy now with the 11 on the night.
And the full court pressure, it was about 26-22, maybe 24-22. We went to that out of a timeout, went full court pressure, and it's been all Crusaders since then. And North Star's having a hard time even getting across half court here.
Leads at 17 now, 39-22, as Abby LaFleur's, or Maddie LaFleur, excuse me, is going to get a little break there. Great work by Maddie, as always. As Stanley must have the bleeding stopped, and she's back in the ballgame. She'll trigger the inbounds. Oh, nice cut by Snoozy. Nice feed. There's another assist for Stanley.
Yep.
I think we can safely say that Stanley now has either tied the second place or clearly in it. And the backcourt is Demke with another steal, and she's going to go to the line as she got fouled. Foul's going to be whistled on Levren. That's her second, and Miss Demke is going to go to the line. Maddie is 1-for-2 on the night. She's got 4 points, trying to add to that total. Quite a run here for the Crusaders. They lead by 19. Demke with the miss there. Lightforms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand are your premier sponsors for quarter number two. We're under 46 seconds left, 45.9 here in the first half. Demke at the line to shoot another one, and it's up and good. So Maddie's 2-for-4. She's got 5 on the night. And the Crusaders set up that full court pressure, up 20. And
another
the ball is stolen by Stanley. Gives it to Lee, and Lee is fouled. I'm not so sure that was a foul. It's Dak.
It's a late whistle here. And
I think Dak came out of nowhere to commit the foul. Really looked like a pretty clean block from way up here, but... Regardless, it's going to put Miss Lee to the line to shoot a pair. Abby's first one is up and good. She's got 9.
Like I said, her being on the floor has made a huge difference this quarter, right? Got some foul trouble early, and all of a sudden chance for 10 points this quarter and a 22-point Crusader lead.
Second free throw is off the mark. Rebounded by the North Stars. 36 seconds left on the game clock. 31 on the shot clock as the Crusaders commit a backcourt foul. It's going to be on Demke. That's 3 on Maddie. Stram Electric Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Mises-Sinos join our premier sponsors, Lightforms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsor. Big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. So Ms. Lovren at the line to shoot a pair. First free throw is off the mark. She'll get one more. Hayden is a 5'7" sophomore. Has come off the bench for the North Stars and given them some quality minutes. Second free throw is up and good. So one for two there. And shot clock is off, so the Crusaders, should they choose to, can get the final shot of the stanza. 30 seconds and running here. North Star are the Crusaders probably will play catch here. They lead by 20, 43-23. Once again, 20 seconds left. Shot clock is off, so the Crusaders can grab that last shot. Again, it's one of those situations where Crusaders have been working on. You never know what personnel is going to be in there, though. As Lee,
Carter Cobb, nice rebound.
Lee misses a short one. Cobb nearly got the rebound. Then we get a kind of a sloppy backcourt foul going for the loose ball with 3 seconds to go, and that's going to be whistled on. Molina snoozy.
Had a nice post touch, about 7 seconds left there with Abby Lee. Just left it short. Carly Cobb with a nice rebound, and ball got kind of knocked away when she was going back up, and then a foul on that rebound on Snoozy trying to get the ball that we're here at the end with 3 seconds left.
And again, you know, coaches' philosophies on those last second shots. Most of the time, if you can get it point blank, knock it in. As Loveland gets another one to fall, she's going to shoot two. She's got two. She's 2 for 3 on the night, 43-24. That cuts the lead under 20 here at 19. Hayden's going to get one more here. Second free throw is up and good as well. So she's 3 for 4.
They've been really good from the line tonight here.
Absolutely. So. Long shot there at the end of the quarter is off the mark. But big second quarter for the Crusaders as they lay quite a few points on that. 27 points on the North Stars to outscore them 27-6 and grab a 18-point lead at 43-25. Three players in double figures for the Crusaders. So great second quarter has put the Crusaders well on top here. Once again, it's Crusader basketball here from North High. It's halftime. We're going to send it back to the studio to hear from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll take a look at the stats and talk about maybe what we can expect in the second half and later on. It's Crusader basketball here tonight on Catholic Radio.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey-trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5900.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121. NewCrib.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgine. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show here on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio, brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead the North Stars 43-23. 25 by way of a huge second quarter where they outscored the North Stars 27-6 to grab the 18-point lead. Our other halftime sponsors tonight include Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. Again, on the Security National Bank scoreboard at half, it's 43-25. Crusaders real quickly taking a look at the scoring rundown for the North Stars. First of all, a huge first half for freshman Aurora Cook. Aurora with 14 of the 25 North Star points. Natalie Rasmussen chipped in 4. Sydney Chamberlain with 4 and 3 points for Hayden Lovren. 25 points at half for the North Stars. For the Crusaders, the big three is once again coming up big. It was Brooklyn Stanley with 13. Melina Snoozy with 13, and Abby Lee with 9 led the Crusader attack. Pitching in 5 would be Maddie Demke. 3 points for freshman Colby Carroll. Rounds out the scoring for the first half of the Crusaders. And Jay, you know, you want to get a good taste in your mouth before a huge game tomorrow. Again, as you mentioned earlier, B.C. Moore has the two teams tomorrow ranked number 1 and number 2 in the state. It should be a great one. Dallas Center Grimes and the Crusaders. We will not have coverage of either of the boys or girls games tomorrow. The guys will be playing in the Nebraska Classic, where they'll take on Class B number 1 rated Norris. So the
I tell you what, that boys schedule is, there's not an easy one on that slate. They just go from tough game to tough game, and you had some cancellations, and you're looking at when you're going to make those games up, and you're going, well, geez, I don't know if we want to play them that week, and I don't want to play them that week, because every week is a grind with who they're playing. So that boys' schedule is not easy, and Norris has a really good club this year, and always a fun event down there in Omaha, and a good experience for the guys, though.
Well, it's great that Tom keeps inviting us back.
Yep.
They've stretched that. It used to be a one-day tournament. Now they've stretched it out to 2 days. I believe they're playing 4 games down tonight, and then the rest tomorrow, showcasing some of the really strong talent that takes play that we have in Nebraska and Iowa. You're going to get a chance to see if you attend that game and hang around Miss Prince from Elkhorn North, who is arguably, she's on the nominating crew for one of the top spots in all of the United States,
yeah,
as far as
nation.
High school girls players.
Yep.
So. She's a good one. She's an early commit to Nebraska. On the guy's side, you're going to see a plethora of talent as well, including our own Matt Noel, who's getting a lot of acclaim around the area for what he's done, averaging 23 points a game, and really been the solid rock for that Crusader guys team. But you're right, Coach Hahn's got a tough schedule, and it doesn't get much easier next week. Lamar's comes to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, and both the boys and girls will be tested pretty strongly. So,
and the other thing too, you're this time of the year, Bob, and it's you kind of get in the doldrums of, boy, we've been practicing a long time and this and that, but now you're playing 3 games a week. There's not a lot of time for rest. You're just going, and you don't have time to prepare for a team. You just got to kind of show up and play. And I don't know, it can be a grind, and you got to find ways to kind of keep it fresh and lively and keep yourself motivated. But, tomorrow's game should be really, really fun to get a chance to go watch them. I do know for sure the girls' game is going to be streamed, so if you want to catch that one tomorrow afternoon, I do know that is going to be a stream. We'll pump out that link on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else. So if you want to find that link on the Heelan Athletic accounts, we'll get that out there for you. But that'll be well worth your time in the afternoon before the NFL playoff games start. Why tune in and watch those girls play. I think it's DCG's YouTube channel is what it is, and find it there. That'll be one of the best games of the year. I know we were talking today on we were talking with the girls' union, Gary Ross, and at the union about some stuff, and he was talking to us for quite a while about how he was planning to head over to Dallas Center and catch that game because he was so excited about what a great game it was going to be. So not just a big game for our girls or whatever, but a big game in the state, and even the girls' union has taken notice that's going to be a really fun one.
Well, that's, when it comes to seeding at the end of the year, when
yep.
you start setting up those regional pairings, that's a big one. Again, number 1 and number 2 in the B.C. Moore. So, yeah, we're talking about Coach Hahn's schedule. In the course of the week, Coach Koolstra's we'll look at East, Dallas Center, Grimes, and Lamar's. I mean, that's
3 big games in 8 days, and that's yes.
So kudos to both these coaches for the willingness to go out
go
and
play some people
and play those people.
And as you know, if you don't try to go play some people or get over to Central Iowa and see some teams, sometimes they kind of forget about us over here. And you kind of go play some of those people, let them know that there's some pretty good basketball being played on this side of the state.
Once again, our halftime is brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mild Industrial, Goodbush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Potts and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. At half on your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 43, North 25. We'll be right back for quarter number three. You've been listening to our halftime show here from North High School. We'll be right back.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us, so we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. As the Crusaders come out of their halftime, 20 seconds left in halftime. So obviously there was a few points of emphasis made by Coach Koolstra here at half. Once again, the Crusaders up 18, 43-25. Kind of a sloppy start for the Crusaders as they trailed 19-16 after the first quarter. And really the bugaboo tonight has been twofold. Number one is the turnovers on the offensive end. But on the other end, when the North Stars have handled the pressure of denying the post, I mean the North Stars, when they haven't turned it over, have gotten it point blank time after time.
And that's the big key for the Crusaders, kid. Keep that pressure up. Don't let them get in that half court. And the Stars are going to stay in their zone here in the half court.
Crusaders with that original starting lineup, they get to Stanley, baseline drive, pull up is off the mark. Rebound is corralled there by LaFleur. She hits the
good
floor.
Stanley
hits the floor. Demke kicks it in out to Stanley. Now over to Demke. Snoozy with the ball, left wing, takes it down low. Maddie cross court to Stanley. Stanley bobbles it, 6 seconds left on the shot clock. They kick it in to Lee, and Lee tried to kick it out. She probably should have put that up. 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Crusaders are going to have an inbound situation from their sideline, free throw line extended there. Let's see what the Crusaders can draw up. They're going to need a quick shot here.
Oh, nice.
Demke on the back pick, and the Crusaders overthrow her. Turnover, Crusaders. And
a nice little slip by Maddie Demke there was open just a little bit over her head.
Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake are your premier sponsors for quarter number three. As the North Stars get it into Cook, she brings it across the midcourt, kicks it inside, ball stolen. So each team with a steal, with a turnover on their first possession. Stanley kicks it up to Demke, back to Lee up high. Stanley three-pointer is just a little bit short. Abby gets the board. And gets a lot of pressure and has the ball stolen away. Good defense by the North Stars there. That was Rasmussen with the steal. And now Lee returns it and then almost turns it over. Now back to Lee. It's craziness right now as finally it ends up in the hands of the always reliable Brooklyn Stanley. She's got 15. She's just 7 points away from the magic 1,000-point mark. As the North Stars are able to navigate the pressure, they're up. Crusaders up 20, 45-25 here. We're in the early moments of quarter number three. Cook with the ball, gets some pressure. Nearly stolen by LaFleur. Now they're going to whistle Maddie for the foul. Got a little aggressive out there. That's three for Maddie LaFleur. Checking in the ball game for the North Stars is number 21, Brower. And checking out will be Doc. North Stars will inbound under their own basket. Looks like the Crusaders are going to set up in a little matchup zone here. They're going to stay in that 1-3-1 out of the inbound set. Ball gets kicked inside. And nice move there by Rasmussen. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound by LaFleur. She kicks it up quickly to Stanley. Stanley drives baseline. Nothing going. Back to Lee up high. Now corner to Stanley. Stanley's going to drive baseline. Kicks it up to Demke. Demke, long three-pointer. Good. Maddie Demke now with eight.
Another great pass from Brooklyn Stanley. And I don't have any keeping track, but she's got to have six, seven assists already here tonight.
And in the backcourt, well, the Crusader pressure, it's going to be a foul whistled on Brooklyn Stanley. So she's got two now. Crusaders up 23. You kind of wonder at what point you kind of pull back on this and save some legs for tomorrow. As this full court pressure has really turned the tide of the game.
Yeah, they not only have they had a lot of turnovers, they've hardly gotten shots off here against it. It just...
Aurora Cook just dribbles right through it. The freshman has been really the only one that's been able to navigate the pressure as she tries to kick it inside to Chamberlain, but the ball's tipped out of bounds and will be North Star ball under the bucket. Sydney Chamberlain, the 5'10" junior, is going to trigger the inbounds here against that Crusader zone defense. They kick it inside, nice feed, and there's going to be a foul on Snoozy, and it's going to put Brower to the line to shoot a pair there. So a couple point-blank feeds there on the inbound sets.
And already three fouls here just 2 minutes into this third quarter. You're already three fouls on the Crusaders. And if you're North, you want to keep attacking because you want to keep getting to that free throw line where they've had a lot of success here tonight.
Absolutely. They knocked that first one down. Just their second miss tonight as she gets one of two. Crusaders kick it up quickly. Snoozy with the turnaround jumper. It's off the mark. The battle for the rebound goes off the North Stars and remain in the hands of the Crusaders. One thing the Crusaders do really well on free throws and made baskets is kick that ball up the floor, right?
And if you score, we're getting right back. You better turn and sprint back on defense. Like I said, it's backbreaking for the offense. You finally get a bucket, and we're right back the other end shooting.
Lee with the inbound, kick it corner. Stanley in and out, rattled it all. Nice rebound there by Snoozy. Kicks it up to LaFleur, over to...
Oh, nice pass.
Nice pass
again.
Oh, LaFleur missed it, but Lee got the rebound, and she gets fouled as Doc's whistled for the foul. It's going to put Abby Lee to the line to shoot a couple, and she's got a chance to hit double figures here. Really nice assist, cross-court assist from Stanley to... Maddie LaFleur. Maddie kind of rushed that a little bit. I think she thought she was going to get some pressure by 6'2 Doc.
So sometimes you're too open, BG. You kind of rush a little bit thinking, I can't be this open. And you kind of think about that, and pretty soon you miss the shot.
I always like to think I was open. Lee with both free throws there. That lead now pushes to 24. I believe that's the biggest lead of the night at 50-26 here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures join our premier sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank. Thank you to a big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Julie Verzel checks into the ball game, and Maddie LaFleur will take a seat for a minute and get a rest here. Crusaders sticking pretty much to a six, maybe seven person rotation here throughout this game so far as Chamberlain brings it across to midcourt. She gets a lot of pressure from Verzel. Verzel gets her to pick her dribble
nice
up.
Steal.
And there's a steal by Stanley. Stanley's going to go coast to coast. Left-handed layup is good. She's got 15.
Got 17.
17 now. So she is moving in on the mark.
And the best part is she hasn't forced anything tonight. She's passed the ball incredibly well tonight. She's defended well. She's gotten steals. Just hasn't really forced anything. Just let those 17 points come to her out of the natural progression of the game.
North Stars get it inbound or inside, and nice job there by Rasmussen of drawing the foul. That foul is going to be whistled on Stanley. So Demke, Stanley, and Snoozy, and LaFleur all with three fouls apiece for the Crusaders. Rasmussen's first free throw is just a little bit short. She's got 4 points on the night. She's going to get one more here. She's a 38% free throw shooter on the year, so the free throw line hasn't necessarily been Natalie's friend. The second free throw is good.
That's the home bounce there, BG.
All right, 5 points for the 5'8" senior. Here come the Crusaders now. They lead by 25. Stanley gets the ball stripped, but there's a foul call. It's not going to allow that reach around. That's going to be whistled, I believe, on Strobing. And that is going to be Miss Strobing's fourth foul. So Ashlyn, four fouls, no points tonight for the 5 foot 6 inch senior. And checking in for her is going to be Aurora Cook. And the Crusaders going to get another inbound situation under their own basket. 4:46 to go. Crusaders up comfortably at 25. There's a kick in to Lee. Lee misses a short jumper. Rebound is going to be corralled by Cook. No, excuse me, by Chamberlain, I believe. Numbers are kind of hard to
it's
tell.
It's hard to
from
tell. That was Cook, yep. And she's going to go down here and shoot two. That's Crusaders in the bonus here for the last 4:42 of the third quarter. Foul on Colby Carroll and her first. And they're going to be shooting free throws a lot here if the Crusaders keep fouling.
Cook at the line, free throws up and good. Well,
she's
I'll
been,
tell you what,
she's been not... deadly tonight. She's played a nice game, and she's had to handle the ball for him against his pressure, and then she goes down on the post, and she rebounds. And she's had a really nice game.
Put the old announcer jinx. She's 5 for 5. Make it 6 for 6 now, and she's got 16 to lead all scorers.
Just like that, Crusaders back the other end.
Colby with a quick three. It's off the mark. Cook with the rebound. She's going to bring it up herself. She crosses midcourt. Julie Versal picks her up between the circles, trying to find somebody open. Once they pick those dribbles up, I tell you what, it's been troublesome for the North Stars, but they finally get it to the corner. Labyrinth kicks it back up to Cook. Cook's going to drive against Versal, puts it up off glass. It's missed. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up, misses that. A third opportunity for the North Stars there. Three-pointer is blocked, partially blocked. I believe that was Chamberlain launching that one, and they're going to say it was just an air ball, so it's going to be in the hands of the Crusaders as Julie Versal is going to trigger it inbounds. It's Versal, Demke, Carroll, Stanley, and Lee on the court as Brooklyn knocks another one down.
And just one bucket away now from 1,000 in her career.
And I would imagine once she gets that, that'll be all for the night for her. 55-29, Crusaders up 26. There's a near steal by Versal, and she does get a nice job by Julie. Kicks it over to Stanley. Stanley corner Demke into Abby Lee. Back to Demke up high. Kicks it over. Colby Carroll a little bit strong on that three-pointer. Rebounded by
not a bad
North
shot, though. Open little ball reversal. She's open for three. Not a bad shot, just a little strong.
Here come the North Stars bringing it up. Rasmussen takes it all the way to the hole and gets a block by Abby Lee. It's a nice take there by Natalie. She just couldn't get it to finish. Checking into the ball game will be Kleiss. And checking out will be Maddie Demke. That's another quiet, efficient night for Maddie Demke. 8 points, a ton of steals. Just
she's
offense
kind of the leader
so
and just kind of the, you know, a bit of a calming influence with the whole team. You know, she kind of gets there where they need to be and directs traffic and that quarterback on the court, a coach on the floor. And
near steal by Carroll on the inbounds. North Stars going to keep it. 3:20 to go here in quarter number three. Crusaders 55, North Stars 29. 26-point lead for the Crusaders as the North Stars going to kick it inbounds. Crusaders in their man-to-man defense. Freshman on freshman there as Cook pulls up from the three-point line on Carroll, and there's going to be a
foul on the rebound.
Foul on the North Stars. That's going to be team foul number four. And Brower was whistled for that foul. That's number three on Jaden Brower. Here come the Crusaders now. They're going to cross midcourt with 3:05 to go here in your third quarter. They kick it into Julie Versal. Julie's jumper's good. Good to see Julie get on the scoreboard.
Well, good to see some scoring out of some other, you know, aside from the four big ones there, you need some scoring out of some other people. Good to see her turn and shoot that with confidence from the elbow.
Nice feed there as the North Stars get it back to Aurora Cook on the right wing. She drives in, twists, misses it. Nice rebound by Stanley. Here come the Crusaders on the run. They're up 28. We kick it corner. Kleiss, two-pointer. Look good. Did this thing go. Abby Lee with the rebound and the putback. Abby now with 13. Crusaders up 30. Versal on the defense here. Aurora Cook, who's been the shining light for the North Stars, picks her dribble up, having a hard time finding anybody open, and it's going to be a five-second call. Turnover. North Stars is checking back into the game is going to be Maddie LaFleur. as the Crusaders will trigger from their own backcourt. Polk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake are your premier third quarter sponsors, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. As Colby Carroll's going to take the point, she kicks it right wing, Stanley, back to Carroll, working against that North Star zone. Left wing, LeFleur.
We'll see a three here from Brooklyn.
Kleiss, corner three, Stanley off the mark, rebound by the freshman.
Back out to her.
Back out, Stanley for the three, off the mark, another rebound. Stanley drives this time, and she's going to be fouled. And that's going to be, I believe, team foul number five. So
that is four.
Is it four?
Yep.
So they're desperately trying to get Brooklyn Stanley that 2 points.
They want to get that two and then get her some rest for tomorrow, I think, is what we're trying to do here. And ran a nice little play.
154. You can tell just the way the bench is reacting. Everybody's very much aware of it here. And Stanley inbounds it up high to Carroll. Carroll's going to launch the three. It's off the mark.
Nice rebound.
Nice rebound by Maddie. Stanley is going to get fouled, so she's going to have a chance to hit a foul from the free throw line.
Well, that's a little anticlimactic, but we'll take it. They all count the same.
A grand's a grand, my friend.
That's right. That's right.
And
they all count the same.
Helan, co-athletic director Andy Foster, has got the phone out, ready to capture the moment should it happen here. Free throw number one
first
is good.
One, she's one away. I can see a sub coming in here if she gets it and give her a round of applause. I can see that.
999 points. And I think they'll make the official.
That's a few more than you and I scored in our careers, BG.
Maybe that many shots.
That's a great shot. There it is.
There it is. Congratulations. 1,000 points there as the officials are going to stop the ball game. And very cool moment. Not an easy feat to do. Great night for Brooklyn. She joins a very elite list, both at Bishop Helan and in the city of Sioux City, since Five Girl has been around not a huge number. And Well, it's great to see that.
And again, she's done it. The really cool thing tonight, she did it without really forcing anything, just playing really, really good basketball. And I don't know what her rebounds, assists, and steals are, but it's a lot tonight, too.
So I believe that's going to be the night for Brooklyn with 22 points. Minute 47 to go here in the quarter. 61-29 Crusaders on the court now. The Crusaders are going to have Verzel, Kleiss, Carroll, LeFleur, and Carly Cobe. So we're probably have seen the last of most of the regulars here with the 32-point lead here. Under 2 minutes left in the quarter. There's Aurora Cook. She breaks the Crusader pressure, gets to the free throw line, kicks it inside. Rasmussen with the easy one there and got pressured by Cook. By Cobe, gets it back, puts it back up, missed it again, and the rebound's going to be corralled by Carroll. Carroll's on the run now. It's 2-on-3. Let's kick her back. And she does. LeFleur swings it left wing. Verzel with the three. Off the mark. And the rebound by the North Stars there. That's Aurora Cook. Good hustle there. Pressuring in the backcourt.
The
There's
Crusaders.
A steal by LeFleur. She gets it inside. Yes! Maddie LeFleur with a deuce.
And again, great passing there. Julie Verzel being unselfish, getting it back to Maddie LeFleur, a little give and go, and love to see that unselfishness. Even out of these, you know, you got a big lead, you can be selfish now, nobody would notice, but still being unselfish, sharing the ball, and that's really fun to see. Fun basketball.
Crusaders pulled the press off now as they're going to play some half-court man-to-man. Rasmussen gets it inside, misses a short one. She's had a couple good looks there. Might have got fouled on it. They kick it up quickly to Verzel.
Shoot
back
it,
to Cobe. Yep, she turned it down. Kicks it over to Verzel, right corner. North Stars staying in that zone defense. Colby's going to set the offense up. She kicks it high post to Julie. Left wing, Kleiss. Let's see this one go, Addie. Nope. Kleiss is off the mark. Nice rebound by LeFleur. Kicks it over to Verzel. Verzel to Kleiss. Kleiss is and one as she knocks that down. Addie Kleiss is on the board. As she's going to get a chance to complete the old-fashioned three, and that is going to put us in a running clock situation as the Crusaders go up 36 with 23.5 seconds to go. Opportunity to once again thank our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers, Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up comfortably 65-29 over the North Stars with 23.5 seconds left here in the third quarter. Free throw is good. So Ms. Kleiss completes the old-fashioned three-point play, is checking into the ball game.
And didn't quite get the bench in time. Premature buzzer there.
Here's the North Stars. Shot clock is off. 17 seconds left as Shimmerhorn, number 43, is waiting to check into the ball game. And we're going to have, in the meantime, we're going to have a foul whistled on the Crusaders. I believe that's going to be whistled on Carly Cobe. Nope, it's going to be on Maddie LaFleur. That's four on Maddie.
Oh, first missed free throw tonight for Aurora Cook.
Yeah, after going 6-for-6, she not misses that one. As we've got Maddie Shimmerhorn checking in the ball game for Maddie LaFleur. So Maddie for Maddie.
And I think if you're talking about Crusader defense, I think the last field goal that North had was early in the second quarter. I think Aurora Cook had a field goal early in the second quarter, and they haven't had one since. So
Kobe Carroll with the three. Cobe with the rebound. She missed the putback, but it's all Crusaders after three as the Crusaders lead the North Stars 66-33. Big thanks to our third quarter sponsors. When we come back, we'll have quarter number four. We'll be in a running clock situation, so we'll have to talk fast.
That's not a problem for us, BG.
66-33, Crusaders after three. We'll be right back.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
Her shot's off the mark, and she tries to save it from inbound or out of bounds, and it's corralled by Carly Cobe. Welcome, everybody who's listening tonight. Crusaders up 36. We're in a running clock here as we begin the fourth quarter. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Crusaders on the floor have Kleiss, Verzel, Carroll, Cobe, and Shimmerhorn. There's Kobe Carroll with the long three. Kobe now with a couple of trays on the night. Good to see the freshmen getting active there, 69-30.
And good to see some of these guys get them some time here, get them some minutes. Hopefully get them some confidence going down the road.
Nice job, Natalie Rasmussen there. Natalie's had a lot of close looks tonight. Finally knocks that one down. She's got seven for the North Stars.
I think that's their first field goal since the opening minutes of the second quarter. So
you are correct. In a long dry spell. Cobe with the ball right wing. She kicks it inside to Verzel. Back to Cobe. Cobe locks the three. Nice. And knocks it down. Carly Cobe with the three. She's on the board. Lots of Crusaders are finding their name in print tonight as the North Stars are going to bring it across midcourt. 72-32. Lead is 40. They kick it back inside. Rasmussen step through move. Off the mark. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be won by Miss Rasmussen. She kicks it out to Aurora Cook. Cook nearly has it stolen, now puts a left-handed scoop shot, and it's up and good.
Tell you what, she's had a whale of a night, BG.
19 points for the freshman.
She has done some good things, and rebounded, handling the ball, really has done some good things for the North Stars.
North Stars going to stay in the zone. Carroll kicks it left wing. Kleiss, three-pointer good.
Boy, that's a pretty looking shot there. Has that nice little finish, a nice little flick of the wrist, and a little bit of her dad's a shot in there, I think.
Three-pointers here for the Crusaders to start the fourth quarter. One by
three
Kleiss,
different kids.
Kleiss, Cobe, and Carroll.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah. Chamberlain gets the ball inside, and she's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be whistled on Colby Carroll. Colby's second. And going to the line is Sydney Chamberlain. Sydney with 4 points on the night. She knocks the first free throw down. She's going to get one more. Fourth quarter tonight brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more on your Security National Bank scoreboard with 5:50 to go. Crusaders 75, North Stars 35 as she misses the second free throw. Sydney does, and the Crusaders bring it across midcourt, working against the zone. Carroll kicks it high post to Shammerhorn. Shammerhorn out to the wing, now back into Shammerhorn. Takes a spin and moves it.
Nice.
Maddie Shammerhorn with a deuce there. A little 10-footer off glass, knocks it in. And the Crusader lead grows to 42 at 77-35, 5:22 to go here in your ball game. Dock with the ball up high for the North Stars, working against that Crusader man-to-man pressure. Kleiss putting, applying the pressure. Now they kick it back up to Rasmussen. Rasmussen off the Aurora Cook pick. Gets it down deep. And she's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to call that foul again on Carroll. And that's three for Colby. As we get substitutes checking in the ball game, it's Porath checking in for the Crusaders. Caitlin Porath, the 5'7 senior, will check in the ball game, and Kleiss will depart. Addie with six tonight. North Stars will inbound under their own basket. Two team fouls for the quarter for the Crusaders. Again, we're in a running clock situation, so things are scooting along here. 4:34 to go in your ball game. Crusaders up comfortably as the ball is going to be stolen.
Ashley Yoakum there with the steal.
On the other end.
Oh, nice move by Shimmerhorn. Blocked by Dock there, but a nice little step through move by Maddie Shimmerhorn there in the post. That was a nice little move.
Absolutely. Laura Cook with the ball for the North Stars. Kicks it into Dock. She's got a sizable height advantage. She knocks it down. Nice job there by Dock to get 2 points. That's her first two of the night. Lead stands at 40, 77-37. We're under 4 minutes to go as Crusaders bring it across the timeline. Colby Carroll's going to set the offense up. They nearly kick, try to get it inside. Dock gets a steal and goes coast to coast, misses the layup. Porath gets the long rebound. She hands off to Cove. Cove has the ball stripped away and stolen by the North Stars, and here they come racing across midcourt. They get it deep and near tie-up, near steal, as
it is
going to be a steal. Carly Cove takes it in and puts it up, misses it. Carroll with the finish or follow-up and can't handle it out of bounds. It's going to belong to the North Stars. Checking into the game now for the Crusaders is number 15, Aubrey Billings. So Aubrey's a 5'5" freshman, so it's good to see her in there. Lots of freshmen and sophomores in the ball game to go along with Caitlin Porath. Here's the North Stars bringing it over. They kick it over to number 15, Riling. Kicks it inside. Back to Riling. She's going to launch the three-pointer. Good.
Boom.
Jersey Riling with the three-pointer there. 77-40 Crusaders, 2:28 to go in your ball game. Shammerhorn high post, kicks it outside. They turn it down. Back to Cove. She misses the three. Rebound by the North Stars there as we're trying to keep up with all the new bodies. Warrod with the ball right now. Back over to Riling. And we're going to see
a little push foul on Caitlin Porath.
We're going to see Caitlin whistle for her first foul. Team foul number three. Again, our fourth quarter sponsors are St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. As we're going to see Miss Yoakum whistle for the foul there. Again, these are common fouls, so the clock just keeps on running.
This foul strategy has burned about 40 seconds off the clock here. How do you stall? Just foul. One clock run.
1:40 to go here. Next foul is going to put the North Stars at the line. And, of course, that would stop the clock.
That would stop it.
There's Yoakum with a
steal
at midcourt.
Oh, nice play.
And there's a 3-on-0 there. Porath back to Yoakum. Nice assist
by
Caitlin. Yoakum with the deuce there. That's her first bucket of the night, 79-40, 1:17 to go here in your ball game. Again, game one of two. The gentleman from North and Heelan will square off here.
I think it's going to be a good game. The North Stars, they'll compete. Coach Alvinson will have them ready, so stick around because that could be a really tight ball game.
Kobe with that foul. Puts the North Stars back to the line. Free throw is up and good. I'm trying to get a look at her number here.
It's
number 25.
I thought it was 25, was it not? Lado, Mia Lado.
And she gets one for two. Backcourt steal by Reiling, and she's going to travel. So a nice steal there. So the Crusaders will have the ball inbounded here, 50 seconds and running. It's Crusaders are going to bring it across. Yoakum walks the ball up. She'll cross the midcourt. She's got this. Once again, a nice move there by Schemmerhorn from the high
post,
getting it deep. Got her own rebound, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. 30 seconds to go. It's going to be the North Stars ball. Shot clock is off. As this is very likely as they try and run the ball down. I'm not sure we're going to get that ball back in action there. It's rolled under the bleachers,
and the referee to go. Usually some kid goes and gets it.
15 seconds left as the North Stars going to bring it across the midcourt. 12 seconds left. 10 seconds left. Obviously, the highlight of the night is Miss Brooklyn Stanley grabbing her 1,000th point tonight as a three-pointer by the North Stars off the mark. The ball's going to go out of bounds, and that is going to be your final. So from here at North High, the Crusaders move to 11-0 on the season as they set up a big one tomorrow with Dallas Center Grimes. Once again, your final here on your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 79, Sioux City North 41. Fourth quarter sponsors were St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Sioux City, of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Once again, your final in game one, Crusaders 79, North Stars 41. We're going to send it back to Miss Billings in the studio and hear from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the final stats for the ball game. Put a wrapper on this present and then set the next game up as the Crusader men and the North Star men will be out to warm up here shortly. You're listening to Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake. We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same. That's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back. Tonight's Crusader postgame show is brought to you by our premier Knights of Columbus sponsor, Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daggle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lala with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. In the game you were just listening to, the Crusaders moved to 11-0 on the season with a 79-41 victory. Slow start for the Crusaders as they trailed 19-16 after one quarter of play, but from then on it was all Crusaders, and perhaps the highlight of that of the evening was Brooklyn Stanley notching her 22nd point to grab 1,000 points for her career, and she also bypassed her sister, I believe, in steals, so she moved to second all time in the Crusader books for steals. 1,000 points for Brooklyn, and I tell you what, a richly deserved honor for a four-year regular, and she's done a little bit of everything for this team.
Well, once again, some people are trying to get that 1,000 points, and they kind of force some shots and whatever. She just, I mean, the passing she had tonight, the defense, the steals, the rebounds, she was just all over doing all kinds of things, and, kind of a quiet 22 almost. She just let it come to her in the flow of the game and didn't force anything, and that's kind of how she's played over the course of her career, and you know, it's paid off pretty well. And yeah, Again, she's a winner, and Crusaders 11-0 going into a big one tomorrow.
Absolutely. So real quickly for the Crusaders, Stanley with 22 led all scorers, 13 points for Melina Snoozy, 13 for Abby Lee, another big night for Abby all the way across the board. 8 points for Demke, 6 points for Kleiss, 3 points for Cope, 6 points for Carroll, 2 points for Versal, 2 points for Maddie LaFleur, 2 points for Maddie Schemmerhorn, and 2 points for Ashley Yoakum. A lot of
11 kids in the scoring column.
A lot of Crusaders found the scoring column.
That's good to see.
For the North Stars, a big night, and kudos to Aurora Cook, a 5'10 freshman. 19 points for Miss Cook, and she did a little bit of everything. She was forced to handle the ball with the Crusader pressure, and boy, what a big night, especially getting them going early with 11 first quarter points. But 19 points for Cook, she had a good one. 7 points for Rasmussen, 3 points for Riling, 5 points for Chamberlain, 1 point for Brower, 1 point for Leto, 3 points for Lovren, and 2 points for Dock. 79-41. The Crusaders again moved to 11-0 on the season and set up a big one tomorrow. The number one and two teams in D.C. Moore in the class, Dallas Center Grimes and your Bishop Elam Crusaders will lock horns tomorrow at Dallas Center. That'll be a big one. It's going to go a long ways to see where this Crusader attack is. Again, kind of a sluggish start. Way too many turnovers in the first half, but man, once they got the machine rolling, it was lights
once
out.
They amped up the pressure a little bit and cleaned up some of the turnovers, and you get that a lot in these games. And we kind of talked about that before, and about sometimes you just don't start, you know, you kind of feel good about you're going to win the game. You just kind of don't play real well. You try to score 15 points the first possession and open it up right away, and you, instead of just being patient, take what they give you. And once we settled down, just the talent took over, and it was just too much Crusader depth, too much Crusader talent for the North Stars to hang with.
And Jay, it was good to see so often with a running clock that, you know, those guys in the fourth quarter really don't have much of a chance to score. But they put they put 13 points on the board in that fourth quarter with the running clock.
Well, two things happened, Bob. Not only did you get the running clock, but now with the fouls resetting, with the running clock, there's almost no way you're going to get the clock to stop or ever shoot free throws. So the clock goes really fast. My kids were asking the other night about teams scoring 100 points in a game. I says it's really hard for a team to score 100 because you get the running clock. Yeah. It's hard to score. And then that bench crew came in and they said that's a lot of points in a quarter with a running clock.
You got to put a lot of points together in the first half if that's going to be the case. Or have the other team scoring like crazy as well.
Yeah, it has to be a close game.
A reminder, we got a chance that we're back on the air on Tuesday night as the Crusaders – both the Crusader women and men will entertain Lamar's, and that should be a good one from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Girls will tip off at 5:30, and that's a matchup of ranked teams in the class, and the boys will follow after that. So Tuesday night, if you can't get out to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and support the Crusaders against the Bulldogs, we'll have it right here on Catholic Radio. Tomorrow, the guys travel to the Nebraska Classic, where they'll take on number one rated Norris. Firth Norris has really become a powerhouse. It's just outside of Lincoln. Norris has a really solid ball team. They'll play in that tomorrow. I believe that's a 4 o'clock tip-off. We will not have coverage of either the Heelan-Norris game or the Dallas Center Grimes Heelan girls game tomorrow. But we'll be back on the air Tuesday.
I also want to make sure we mention the big Heelan Crusader invite tomorrow for wrestling. 15 outstanding teams coming in for a big wrestling meet tomorrow. Four mats going. Wrestling starts at 9:30.